Episode 46. Say what? Episode 46. Say what? I said episode 46. Okay, I'm fooling around a little bit there. And I'm playing around with that word what and what it means and how it disconnects a little bit the relationship between the messenger and the receiver. So we're going to be talking about actively listening and talking about some key tips that I use to move chaos forward and make the listening experience easy for all. Chaos happens. Here we choose to lead chaos rather than be led by chaos. We're sharing tips, resources, networks, and interviews that help you validate your ability to lead chaos and remain steady on. Are you ready to lead chaos? Let's do it. This is the Leading Chaos Podcast, and I am your host, Rhea Windcaller. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm very excited about this show because we're going to be talking about the skill of active listening and discussing some of the key tips that I use that really help me during those critical meetings and those confrontations where communication is really blocked. But before we go there, I want to invite you to participate in the upcoming tribute to 9/11. I have this really easy way for you to come on board with me, and you could do anything like tell a story, what you were doing that day when you heard what was going on with September 11th. You might want to say a name of a person, just a memory, just that single name, and read it out loud. Or you might want to make a dedication that day. It's really wide open on how that day for you you'd like to pay tribute to. Meanwhile, I will be playing an interview that I did with David Schreiner Kahn, who had a bird's eye view of the Twin Towers in New York City, and listened to his story, which was really moving, and I really appreciate him taking the time doing that interview. And I know that you'll find it moving too. Okie dokie, let's get right into our topic at hand, which is the topic of active listening. And we are on tip number 7 of the 10 tips for redirecting conflict. And this is reading out of my book, Leading Chaos, An Essential Guide to Conflict Management. And don't worry about taking notes or anything as we go along, because you could always go to the show notes for this episode. You could download the podcast there, and you could get all the little tips that I'm throwing out. Although I must say, I don't put it all down there, true confession. I mean, if you want to hear the stories and some of the background, you got to listen to the podcast. And that's part of it here. If I want to do just a blog, I would write it down. So you could always replay the podcast. And I certainly hope that you're sharing this podcast too, because I know that there's so many people who work in the area of conflict management, one way or the other, whether you are just a family member, a friend, or a professional. We all manage conflict pretty much on a daily basis. Now, as I said, so this is part 27, and it's part of an ongoing series out of Leading Chaos, The Essential Guide to Conflict Management, which is a book that I wrote. And I like talking about active listening, this tip number 7. I called this episode, Say What? Because I kind of like that phrase, but it's not a really great active listening phrase, because anytime we use the word what, oh man, you know, it just kind of conjures up disconnect immediately. So we want to avoid that terminology and instead use terminology that's really going to engage folks and encourage them to move on. And that is essentially what active listening is. I mean, why would we use it? What is the definition of active listening? And that is engaging a person and actively engaging them, not just listening, you know, like home and home and home and home, but actively listening. So we show something with body language. And some of the body language that an active listener might use is nodding the head as if in agreement, or please say more. As I'm talking right now, my hands are kind of twirling around right at the wrists, and I'm kind of moving forward, you know, a little bit of hand gesture to a person, say a little bit more. We would have an open stance. That means our feet are normally shoulder width apart. And for me, I have a very particular stance that I use when I'm actively engaged in active listening to a person who is in distress. And that is with my two hands clasped together, almost making a small circle that I'm holding. And my shoulders are actually leaning forward. So I don't stand, if I'm trying to make a presence in a room, I stand with my shoulders more upright and my chest, you know, my chest really open and expanded. But when I'm active listening, I actually drop my shoulders. You could do this with me. Just kind of drop your shoulders down and then just roll your shoulders just forward a little bit. It's a little bit of a hunch position. And then I clasp the hands. So you could try clasping your hands too. And then I have my head just slightly tilted. My eye contact is indirect. I don't stare at a person because it could really put someone off. But I kind of do that little lean, shoulders kind of hunch forward just slightly, as if that kind of like, that kind of kind gesture of I am here and present for you. So that's my active listening stance. Now, the words that we use in active listening are equally as important as our body language. And that's where it really comes into play. Because when a person is saying what or say what, they're not engaged with you. They are not actively listening. So what I more often than not lean towards when I'm in that position to really engage another party, I have a couple key phrases. And the most common one, and folks who have taken the response training programs course with me and have seen me teaching will hear it throughout the workshop. And it's a gentle phrase, and I like it. And it's just simply, instead of say what, I often say more. Say more. It's a very easy thing for me to, it just rolls off my tongue because I want that person, obviously, to say more. And it's encouraging. So our tonality that we use when we're saying something like, say more, please. You could always add that please on there. Can really invite that person to engage with you further. I want to go back to another example that I had of this early on in this series, and I am looking in my book on page number 20, and this would have been episode 21 called Drop the Content, and it was a story about the mother Mary, Mary's mother's lament, or it was called Breaking Through a Mother's Lament. And she was really upset at her sons for throwing around a football in the house and breaking a little teapot from her grandmother. And she stormed off and said something really mean to her kids. And then the story picked up again when her husband came home, and his name was Luke. And I'm going to just read this again, and you'll see how this act of listening worked for Mary. It goes, after Luke directed his sons to clean up the mess, he went to the bedroom door and knocked. May I come in? Asked Luke. He heard a small whispered, yes, and entered. Feel like talking? I'm so mad. Say more, he said. I'm mad at everyone. You, the kids, my mother. Mary let out a small laugh. God, I can't believe myself sometime. Where did all that stuff come from? That little teapot was so special to me, Luke. I used to sit with my grandmother and drinking tea, and we would both pretend that we were princesses. Isn't that silly? Sounds pretty sweet to me. I just lost myself when I saw that it was broken. I feel stupid for not taking my mother's advice. No blaming, okay? I feel like I lost a piece of myself when I saw that glass on the floor. That little vignette, the point where Luke says, say more, after she said, I am so mad. That is a part of active listening that goes beyond the nodding head and the shrugging shoulders, but actually engages a person to step forward. It is a very minute detail, but it takes us to another level, and really the level that we all want to go to. And it's done so easily by just saying something as simple as, say more. And that opened Mary up to just talk about, I'm mad at everyone, you, the kids, my mother. And she wanted to go into like a blaming mode, you know, where she was just not feeling good about herself. And he replies, and this is actually another act of listening, where you clarify that for the person that, you know, stay on the task. Don't get so involved into the content that you get lost into it. And he said, no blaming, okay? Sometimes instead of saying no blaming, okay, I'll say, if I'm talking to like a person by the name of Jamie, for instance, I might say, let's leave Jamie alone right now. That not only acknowledges that you believe in the person, but you're taking that step further and really encouraging them to find the humanity in their own statements and find the humanity and the virtue of who they are as a person at that very moment. So that is that's a little piece there. You could go back to that previous episode, episode 21, and listen to the Drop the Content. I believe that's where you're going to find Mary and Luke talking about that. But let's talk about a couple more little phrases. So you could say more, please say more. And another variation is, could you say more? And another favorite is, please go on. So if you're talking to someone and you're trying to get them out of that distressed state and they let out a little whimper like, oh, life sucks and I don't feel like doing anything. This is really, really, really hard for me. You could just make that little nod on the head and say, please go on. Now that's an affirmation, not, you know, if life really sucks and you're thinking suicidal, you're not saying, please go on and be suicidal, obviously. But you're actually encouraging them in a direction that says, please go on. It's a three-worded statement that means the world. And that's what active listening is, you know, going outside and really jumping deep with the person and not staying at the surface so that they can actually move through it. Now, I might say, if you're going to active listen, make sure you have the time. If you don't have the time, don't go there to begin with, because there's nothing worse than to start that and then have to end it briefly, especially for those listeners who are working in the field of human services and you have that kind of like housekeeping duties and moving people through from point A to point B, and you can feel like you don't have that time. So if you want to engage with that person, you don't have the time, you could always say, I really want to hear what you're saying. Can we meet at 3 o'clock to talk about this? And then make sure you follow that up and be there at 3 o'clock to talk about it. So tip number 7, be an active listener. Go outside of the body mechanics of it and really use words that engage the person. Please say more. Say more. Could you say more? Please go on. Those are my little in-pocket techniques that I use, and I'm sure that you have some too. And if you do, send those emails to Rhea@leadingcastpodcast.com. And again, that is the site, Leading Chaos Podcast, where you could get the show notes to this episode. I want to give you a little update on our friend Rosie Mae Erdale. And I did the Great British Bed Push episode all about her journey. And if you haven't heard about her, that is a 1,200-mile bed push that she's doing for vulnerable children to build a home for them. And this is just the craziest thing to do. And of course, she's finding out that it is not an easy thing to do, but she is moving on. And just a couple days ago, she had a flat tire. And there's some cool stuff on her Twitter feed if you want to check that out. But I'm going to have that also on the show notes too, and a link to that episode if you want to hear Rosie speaking about going out on this adventure. But she had this, you know, she has like bicycle wheels that she has for the bed, and there was like a little bicycle shop that helped her fix it. And then along the way, she found this like little note that was left alongside with a bag of goodies. And on the grass, somebody made out in like a little twig pitcher. It said, "For Rosie." So she's moving forward. And if you really want to get engaged on like a global level and on a global level and really connect with somebody, just follow her at Full Reach, and you could also find some links there to donate, and I'll have them up again on the Leading Chaos Podcast website. Next week, we're going to be continuing on with tip number 8, and that is a really critical one, which is all about avoiding objectifying yourself. Because remember, when you're an object, it's really easy to commit violence against you. Or maybe you didn't know that, but I'm going to be talking about that. This is Rhea Windcaller, and I know you're going to be kind. I know you're going to be safe because you are a good person, and you know what that means to you when people do it for you. All right, my friends, be good. Ciao for now.